verse number 21. Prithaktvena tu yat jnanam. Nana bhavan prithak vidhan. Veti sarveshu bhuteshu. Tatjnanam vidhi rajasam. So what is rajasik jnanam? What is rajasik knowledge? Tatjnanam vidhi rajasam. So sattvic we saw, sees the oneness. What does rajasik do? It is extrovert. It sees the differences among the different people. Prithaktvena. So it sees the variety, the multiplicity. That knowledge, what kind of variety? Nana bhavan prithak vidhan. Different kinds, different appearances, different kinds, different people of different qualities, different natures. So it sees the multiplicity and variety. Sarveshu bhuteshu, and among all beings. He just sees the differences. He sees the varieties. A sattvic person sees the oneness. A rajasic person focuses on the differences. What is different from me and her, him? How is he better and I am worse? And what does it do? The differences can be different, like between different people. You know, like difference, like I am different from him, I am different from her. So now I have to compete, you know, I have to succeed, I have to stamp on their head and climb up and become successful, become rich. So why? Because I am competing in this world. So his life is full of competition, full of conflict, and he is looking for happiness outside. He's an extrovert. A sattvic person looks for happiness within. He looks for happiness outside. And the conflict is not only between people, also between nations. You know, my nation should be more powerful. So if I can go and capture another nation's oil or capture another nation's territory, it's not only nation's territory, but even space. We divide up space. You know, it's so funny. Oh, this is my space. Space cannot be divided. No, but they say this is, my space, my airspace. Anybody who gets into my space, the plane will be shot down. So that division between nations, where we divide space, we divide territory, we divide land, and conflict is a constant conflict. Conflict is between people, between nations, or even between different religions. You know, my religion is superior to yours. And I have to, and anybody who doesn't believe in my religion, I have to destroy him, I have to conquer him, I have to. And we find these fights between different religions, you know, even among the same, you know, Christian and Muslim, Muslim and Hindu, and even among Christian, you know, Protestant and Catholic, among Shias and Sunnis, among Vaishnavites and Shaivites. So this division, this feeling that I need to be more successful. We find among churches, you know, my church has more attendance than the neighbor's church, so my church is better, and then the neighbor is unhappy. I only have 100 followers, they have 200. That's also rajasic. You may be preaching the Lord's name, but whether it's a church or a temple, if you are looking at, oh, how much money we have made, how much collection, yeah, you need to run the place, you need to have money. But if your whole goal is, okay, you know, the church is more successful because I have more money, I have a bigger congregation. No, the minister's attitude should be, I'm preaching. And I'm preaching not for the congregation, I'm preaching for my own benefit. When I'm speaking the Lord's name, I am getting, you know, direct benefit. And if one person benefits, it's fine. If 50 come, fine. If 100 come, fine. If nobody comes, I am still fine. Why? Because the Lord is with me. So that attitude, then there is no competition, then there is no jealousy, then there is no, if I have 100 and the neighbor has 200, good for him. That means, in fact, I had heard a friend of mine, he said, I made a very interesting comment. You know, we were talking about when we were building this mission, and you know, some people were saying you're going to divide the community, and there is already a temple, and then you're building a mission. All those things were going on, and I was talking to this. He's not an Indian. We were having lunch, and he'd made a very interesting comment. He said, if there is one doctor in the town and 12 doctors of the same specialty come, there is competition. Or if there's one lawyer and there are 12 lawyers, that is competition. But if there is one church and 12 churches come, that's not competition. That's 12 times the Lord's name is being said in 12 different places. You should welcome that. There should never be a question of competition between churches, between religions. Suppose there are one, there was only one church and suddenly 12 came. The one will say, you know what, everybody used to come to mine, now they go to 12. He should be happy. My Lord is being glorified in 12 different places. See, that I never thought of that. And he opened my eyes. He said, why are people objecting? The more religious places, the better. There are 4 temples in town, very good. There are 4 gurdwaras, very good. There are 100 churches, very good. There are 10 mosques, very good. The more the Lord is glorified, the better it is. There is no reason for competition. But a Rajasic person finds nothing in common. You know, everything is conflict. Everything is possession. And in fact, the problem is not only among people, even in the family. If you look at the family, the typical family nowadays is what? The father, mother, son, daughter. Each one has their own phone, right? That's what they say. They are either on the iPhone. One has on the iPhone, one on the iPad, one on the iPod. And then the father says, I paid. So each one, even on the dinner table, each one is talking to some friend somewhere. You know, either he's texting or he's emailing or he's tweeting or he's face. He says there is Facebook, but no face look. See, you don't see the other person. Sitting on a dinner table, there are husband, wife, son, and daughter. Daughter is talking to somebody else. Son is talking. Father is somebody else. Mother. And there is no communication. There is no commonness. There is no love. There is no oneness. And that is Rajasic. That is pure Rajas, where you don't see the person. At our surgical center at lunchtime, I go there. It's so interesting. I am sitting there eating lunch. There are 5 people and everybody's texting somebody else. The live person next door, you are not talking to. You're not even saying hi, but you are talking to some relative or friend. So it's the whole world has become so disconnected. There is no sense of family or nation or community. Why? Because too much rajas, too much conflict, too much selfishness, too much arrogance, too much possessiveness, too much. So that is rajasic. When a person thinks that everybody is separate, nobody is, you know, together, and everybody's here to possess, to acquire, then that is called Rajas. So if that is Rajas, what is Tamas? That we'll talk about next week. That will be even worse. So what is Tamasic Jnana? What is the lowest type of thinking? We'll talk about next week. But I spend more time on the sattva, because that's what we need to know about. We need to know what is sattva. Rajas we already know. We already are living in Rajas. And some of us, of course, are living in tamas. So that for us is nothing new. You know, the whole, this corporate world, what is it? You know, look at all the pharmaceutical industries, how much money they are making, how much the salaries of the CEOs. Why? Because they just keep raising the prices. He works in the corporate world, you know, in insurance and all these car industries. And their whole focus is money. They don't care how many people they hurt, how much they cheat or lie or steal. The whole world is so dishonest. I'm not trying to discourage it. The idea is that at least you and I, with this knowledge, let us live in sattva. All I can do is make my life better. What is happening to the world? I can't change what is happening in Syria or what is happening in what General Motors is doing or Exxon is doing or State Farm is doing. Let them do, IBM. I can only take care of me, myself, and I. That's it. And let me do the best I can and let me make my world a little bit better. That's all I can do. So that is sattvic. So try to live as much as possible in sattva. The moment you find yourself slipping into rajas or tamas, wake up, come back. So that is the idea. We'll continue next week. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makasche Dukha Bhagbhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.